Hang on, guys. Here's Coach for you.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Hey, 3-0 at this time. We were asking Sean Payton the other day about 3-0, and he said, you know, doesn't mean a whole lot, obviously, at this point in the season. But, I mean, to be 3-0, you got to feel really, really good.
Well, you know, we got we talked all, you know, really all training camp about getting off to a fast start. You know, we knew we had two road games and, you know, a very good Atlanta team coming in for our home opener. And, we wanted to, you know, get out the gate quickly. And, you know, our guys have, you know, found a way the first 3 weeks to win games. It certainly hasn't been textbook or classic. But we've, you know, we've hung in there and they've played tough. And, you know, but we're obviously excited about this game coming up.
Do you kind of warn your guys that, hey, things can change in a hurry? I mean, you don't want to temper what they've done, but do you have to warn them that it's such a long season?
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest thing we try to do is be honest with them and show them the film, you know. And the film's really, you know, the greatest barometer in this league. And while, you know, we are 3-0, there's a lot of things that we have to do better, especially, you know, Sunday's game. You know, we had two giveaways. We got sacked five times. The opponent ran the ball pretty well against us. So, I mean, there's just from that one game, as nice a win as it was, there's a ton of things that need to get corrected quickly. So I think if you're honest with the players, you show them the tape, and that's the best way to do it.
Speaking of film, what does Rob Ryan's defense look like to you on film? It was supposedly a 3-4 coming into the season. Doesn't always look like that, though, does it?
Yeah, well, you know, Coach Ryan's doing an excellent job. I mean, they're very multiple, as you mentioned. Sometimes it looks like a 3-4. Sometimes it looks like a 4-3. You know, he's got bear defense in there. He's doing an excellent job. The one thing you see on the tape is, you know, they pursue well to the football. Their defensive backs are playing well. Their pass rush is very, very good. Their two ends are playing excellent. And they, you know, they cover guys downfield and they tackle. I mean, it's kind of good old-fashioned defense. I don't know if there's anything, you know, elaborate, but it's really – they're playing really well.
With the NFL game being as refined as it is, and then you get a new defensive coordinator, has a lot of the same guys, how much of it is scheme and how much of it is maybe attitude or chemistry?
Yeah, I think it's at least as much attitude and chemistry as it is scheme. I mean, schemes are great, but there's a lot of excellent coaches in the National Football League, and I think it's more about what kind of chemistry you can build with that particular group if you're a coordinator with that unit, and how much faith and confidence that they have in you as a coordinator, you have in them as players, and then, you know, taking that to the field.
Coach, the Saints rushed for minus yards in the first half against Arizona. Your team is, I think, 28th in the NFL in rushing, yet the two teams are undefeated, combined 6-0. Is that kind of an indication of how much of a passing league it's become, or what do you put in?
Yeah, well, I mean, we could barely run the ball an inch against Cleveland, and we ended up winning the game. So, I mean, I think teams, you know, in coaching, you've got to, you know, be smart enough to go with what's working sometimes. And, you know, I know Coach Payton and his staff are excellent. And so, that you know, sometimes while you'd love to have the balance and you want to be multiple and run and pass and screen, you know, sometimes you have to just stick with what's working. And, you know, that's happened to us. And, you know, throughout the course of the season, it happens to everybody in this league.
Is it a number you're concerned with on your team at all, being that low, or is it something it's early in the season you're not that worried about at this point?
No, I'm concerned about the tackling more than the number on a piece of paper. You know, we have to do a better job of tackling, especially this week. You know, there's no doubt about it. I mean, these guys, you know, Thomas and Ingram and Sproles, they've got these guys are excellent backs, and we have to do a good job tackling.
Oh, one thing about Mike Wallace, Coach. How's he done in your system? And I know probably people are doubling him a lot. Is he about what you thought he'd be?
Yeah, he's doing a really nice job. He's the number one, first and foremost. He's been an excellent teammate down here. He's fit into the locker room very, very well. He's gotten along with the staff very well. He obviously, on paper, he had the one big game against Indianapolis and two games with not as much production. But as you mentioned, he's a valuable asset to the offense because defenses, you know, typically commit a certain amount of resources to you know, negate his impact on the game, and that's at times opens things up for other players.
What are your impressions of Jimmy Graham over the last 2 weeks? Probably,
I guess the answer. Yeah, I mean, his production the last 2 weeks is off the charts. I mean, he obviously has great size and length, and he seems just like to be a natural, running down the middle of the field and going up and catching a ball, and he can catch the ball in traffic. He can catch the ball, when he gets hit. So he's got excellent concentration and hands, and his size and length. I mean, it's an issue and it's a concern when you go play him. He's done a great job.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
See you Monday night.
All right, goodbye.